You are now listening to an all-new episode of Bubble Bath Stories with your hosts, Nikki Trends and Manny Oso.
Why are you wearing that hat? You can't wear that. We're recording.
Don't tell me what to wear.
Oh, God. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Bubble Bath Stories, your favorite 15-minute podcast. It's your girl, Nikki Trends.
It's Manny Oso.
And boy, oh boy. We got overwhelming results from our poll about what our episode should be about, and...
Well, let me go ahead and rip the band-aid off. It's time for your favorite segment, guys. Again, with The World Hates Women. And today, apparently, boundaries hate women.
Yes.
And that, yes. Cause that's the talk of the town right now. And because, you know what, Nikki? Women just don't get it.
What don't we get?
I don't know. Well, tell us about what's going on with Keke Palmer. If you can't tell by now, we're being sarcastic.
Super sarcastic. All right. Literally in the last few days, so much drama has happened.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, your gender is not coming up on top.
Oh my God, okay? I know,
so
right?
Keke Palmer went to an Usher concert and she went with her homies. It was her birthday. She was something really cute. It was a little thongy thong. It was like a bodysuit and then she had this like see-through polka dot thing. She looked good. Also, let's keep in mind that she gave birth a mere like, what, 3-6 months ago?
This is in Atlanta, right?
Oh, or wherever Usher.
Well,
wherever,
yeah.
Usher's at.
The Usher,
anyway,
concert, yeah.
So... I guess the father of her child decided it was going to be a good idea to try and publicly shame her on Instagram.
Yeah.
And he said something along the lines of, but you a whole mother, though.
Yeah, so we saw...
And then the internet killed him?
Yes.
And then dug him?
So what it was, on the comment that he put, but you a mom, though. And yeah, it echoed through the Twitterverse. As people heard it and realized, wait, what? Yeah, they flamed him, right?
I mean, literally, I hope that she went home and laughed at him for the silliness that he brought onto her page.
Yeah.
First of all, she is a new mother.
Yeah.
Which is even more reason for him not to be so ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Like, how about you hype up the woman who just, you know, I don't know, gave you air to your... I don't even know what he does.
Okay, so yeah, let's talk about that for a second.
I don't know his name.
Because we're about to give him his 5 minutes.
Yo, Manny has been reading this man for
so,
filth since we've been
this
talking
guy,
about this.
His name is Darius Dalton.
Okay.
You may not know who he is. You might know his brother.
Who's his brother?
His brother was on, what's that show? We just talked about it.
Insecure. He plays a guy with the light eyes.
Yeah, yeah. So you might know his brother. But Darius is an actor and writer himself. I don't think we know him on anything yet, though. I think he's just been on, like, commercials and stuff. Apparently, he works for her? That's what you were...
I did. Because I think, because, you know, she has her own network, and I think he has some part of that.
Okay.
Like, he does something with that. But like...
So, he's some guy she met at a party, and they got together, right?
Mm-hmm.
They've only been together for a few months, right?
2 years.
2 years?
They have a baby in a few months. They've been together for 2 years.
So, my whole thing is, like, this guy is getting on her, right? And... who are you really to put those types of rules on her? First of all, she's obviously has way more going on than what you got going on. She's got movies, she's got TVs, she's got appearances that she does. She needs to look well, you know? She needs to wear certain things. She needs to be there for the to show up for the pictures.
But also, that even aside,
who do you
she's
think
doing
you're
that
dating?
For herself.
She's doing it for herself. But you're the professional as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you not know that? So,
also, how'd you meet her?
Yeah, how'd you meet her?
Did you never see her Instagram
about this,
before?
Let's talk about this party. What was going on at this party that you met her at? I'm sure you knew who you were getting involved with. So that's really my whole thing is when, like, you hear about these boundaries that dudes set. What do we say? these boundaries that these, not just dudes, like everybody in all genders does this, right?
Yes.
Where it's like, where you're trying to actually set a control.
Yeah, an ultimatum.
Ultimatum. Yeah. And it's always like something that just makes no sense, you know? So after everybody flamed him.
Well, let me ask you, because we watched the video.
Okay.
What'd you think of the video?
I think that was a really nice outfit.
But like,
And Usher looked like he was keeping it professional. Like he was just singing the song. And then he said, hey, everybody give it up for Kiki. And she, it was like a happy birthday situation.
They didn't do it. There was nothing crazy about it.
Like, I'm sure a lot of people out there in the Twitterverse were like, who do you think you're dating? You know, like.
Oh my God. Like, no, it was more like, who do you think you are? You should be so lucky.
I mean, let's be honest. He seems like just a lucky hookup. Like, he really lucked out. Has he gotten a part out of this relationship yet? I don't know. We're gonna find out. But after he got flamed, he replied to the world with,
I'm still in shock. My
he said, we live in a generation where a man of a family doesn't want the wife and mother to his kids to showcase booty cheeks to please others, and he gets told how much of a hater he is. This is my family and my representation. I have standards and morals to what I believe. I rest my case. The actor has morals. What do you think about that reply he gave
to
everyone?
She wasn't like, first of all, you brought up a good point. Because we were, you know, talking about the show. And yeah, this generation, how old are you?
How old are you, sir?
This generation?
I tell you what, let's just for the fun of it, let's dissect this whole thing. We live in a generation. Okay. My guy.
So you're,
let's be,
you're
let's,
part of that generation.
Let's call a spade a spade. You
call
can't
it.
Bring up conservative stuff like that. And you are having a child out of wedlock. You have a child out of wedlock. You are the generation you're talking about.
Hella, what you do right now is hella generation.
Where a man of the family doesn't want the wife. You're not married.
She's not married.
And the mother to his kids to showcase booty cheeks to please others.
Oh, but it's supposed to be pleasing to you.
So. Let me get this straight.
Boyfriend.
You ain't gonna dress up for a role? You ain't gonna dress up for the red carpet? You ain't gonna dress up for performances? For anywhere that you're invited to? She's gotta do the same thing, bro.
But
you ain't a professional?
But more importantly than that, who the fuck are you? Wife? That's a strong... Like, I need everybody to understand that labels have meaning.
Yeah.
So when you throw things around like wifey, that's my husband, that's my... Without really having a relationship, without really putting in the work, without really having a damn ring, marriage certificate, shall I go on?
Mm.
Please do not give labels for things that are not.
Yeah.
Like... People will say, oh, your husband, or your wife, and we'll be like, no,
right.
That's not it. Yeah. When we get there, we'll get there. Let's not jump.
Those who are in it and stay in it and are making it work, understand. You don't use those labels unless it's true.
Yeah.
And then he goes on to say, and gets told how much of a hater he is.
Because you are a hater.
Because you are a hating asshole. This is my family and my representation.
Sir, what? Yes,
again,
the stupidity of what you're doing is a representation.
And I have standards and morals to what I believe. Let's find out whose party that was they met at. I rest my case.
Ooh!
Case, I say, is still open.
Still wide open.
But not all that we're showcasing are in the right. Now, this next one's a little tricky, right? So there's something going on with Jonah Hill.
Bro, okay. I'm gonna be honest and I'm gonna be real.
Yeah.
At first I was like, what? Like, why is she sharing these text messages? Like, just be like, whatever, you done, break up with. And then she prefaced it as like, she needed to release these like for her mental health. Mm-hmm. I don't 1,000% know how that can help with your mental health, considering that you're putting it out there and like what you really have to mentally prepare for, like the responses that you're gonna get versus just not saying anything at all.
Yeah.
And just leaving the relationship. Unless he was popping off first. But then you read me all the screenshots. And I was like, oh, he's crazy.
Yeah.
The text messages, as soon as I started reading them, you could tell this a person who goes to therapy.
Yeah.
Because it was like copy, paste, send.
So that's funny that you say that. Because I think the funny thing is that how people are like, oh, he is actually using these therapy words and these
therapy talk concepts. That's
what it's called. Yeah, he's using therapy talk as a weapon.
Yeah. To set.
And people do that. I'm not going to lie. I do that.
You missed the joke.
I do that. Oh,
to set
boundaries. Okay. I do that. You know, I'll do that at work. I'll tell people because, you know, at work, who's going to call you out? None of them are doctors. But in relationships, in personal relationships, that is definitely something like red flag.
Yes.
You know, and like in friendships, a person who speaks like that, like with personal relationships to each other, like no. That's red flag.
It's definitely, we watched this TikTok, it's at Therapy Jeff, I think it's called. You guys should check it out. And it broke down exactly why what Jonah Hill did was manipulative, not boundary setting. And I was like, oh my God. And even her responses to it, where she even tries to appease him, you're like, girl, forget him. This is crazy. But then you find out the age gap.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, that makes him even worse. Because you aren't trying to do this with someone your age and experience, you're trying to do this with someone who's significantly younger than you, which, by the way, screams control issues.
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, let's just, for the sake of the show, go ahead and say some of these. So, here's some of the demands that he has, right?
Oh, by the way, his ex-girlfriend is a professional surfer.
Yes, she's a professional surfer. She's an instructor too, right?
I believe so. So
now that you know what she does,
listen to this.
Here is his list of demands.
Yeah, you're gonna play a character.
Plain and simple. If you need to surf with men, have boundarily inappropriate friendships with men, model, post pictures of yourself in a bathing suit, post sexual pictures, friendships with women who are in unstable places from your wild recent past, beyond getting a lunch or coffee or something respectful, I am not the right partner for you. If these things bring you to a place of happiness, I support it. I mean, some of these are like kind of, so she's a surfer. She's a professional surfer, right?
Professional surfer.
That's her job.
That is her job.
By trade, that in profession.
What she's been doing for her whole life.
So she can't surf with men.
Oh, man, let's leave the beach immediately.
And how dare she post pictures in bathing suits. They're all apparently sexy pictures. I went on this IG, right? And I looked. And the first thing I said was, these are sexy pictures?
Yes.
This looks like an IG page for somebody who likes hiking, but they're just in the water.
Yeah.
Like it looks like a sports picture of sports IG.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So it's like
also The DM that he sent her of the video, almost yeah. like lusting after her.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So she did post a past DM where he, yeah, it looks like he put in the squirts. You know?
No. That was, I think that might have been part of the caption.
No, no, no. He put, no, no, no. People put those on purpose. He screenshot it. So you don't send squirts unless you squirt in for the person.
Wait, we need to re-examine that. I thought the squirts was on her caption, and then he put the hard eyes, and then was like, I want to see you.
Yeah. All right,
but, sorry, guys. We got to
hold on. We got to fact check. We'll check it right now.
We have to fact check the squirts.
Fact checking squirts.
Damn, we lost the squirts.
Right here. Squirt. So we'll post this up for you guys.
Oh, he put the squirt.
Yes.
Wait, did he put the squirts?
No, that's on her page.
Oh, by the way, guys.
But what is he sending her a picture of herself?
No, Jonah Hill's right here, so that's his picture.
So
he sent the profile of her the video he wants her to take down.
But he put a heart.
Show it to the people. I don't know if you guys can see. Wait, can you guys see that? Probably not. You gotta come back a little guy. Yeah.
Here's the culprit.
Ugh, we'll put it on our
IG. Yeah. So anyways, the squirts are in question. But anyways, other than that, what we really wanted to talk about was the fact that it was kind of demands that more than boundaries, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Boundaries.
He was definitely weaponizing.
Yep.
And manipulating. And the fact that the age difference. So they've been together, I think, 2-3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Which means if she's 24, met when 22, he's 39, mm-hmm. so maybe 37, 36. Hello, yep. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
You're doing that. There's a reason why you're dating somebody younger, and it's because you were looking for control.
Let's just go ahead and call it, yeah.
But, like, hello, the younger generation got therapy on lock. Like, why would you think that somebody wasn't going to catch on to what the fuck you were doing?
A lot of people are commenting also that he's been recently, like, on a stance about positivity for, therapy and for body positivity. So that's why people are really like, what's up with this? Jonah, what's up
with
that?
And then he made a documentary.
Yeah, a whole documentary about
therapy or his therapist. So it's like, also, men, it will always come out. Stop it. It's always going to come out. Just stop being idiots. It's always going to come out.
Yeah.
You really have no control. Once you have set somebody to their fucking limits and they're done with you, they're going to expose you, you idiots.
I think also it says something about the beginning of a relationship, how you definitely it's not just about, like, knowing who it is that you're dating when the relationship starts. If you are in the middle of the relationship and now love that person and want to be with them, you can't go and try to change who they
are. Absolutely not.
Especially if it has to do with their profession.
Absolutely not.
I think that's the major thing about it. You're not just dating some person.
Absolutely.
You know?
And more importantly,
in both situations, you're calling into question their professionalism.
Or them just as a person. Like, yeah. The whole Kiki thing, I think, is super disappointing. Because, again, she is a new mother. We all know what that's like. We also know that she's been in the public eye for so long. So, again, it's like recognizing who this person is. But when you got with her for a reason.
Yeah. What, are you scared Usher's going to take your woman?
Like, playing.
Usher could probably take your woman.
No, he's got a bad... No! But, like, it's also so telling of your insecurities. And you're really just passing that on to her. And, like, big her up. She just had a fucking baby. Like, big her up. Yeah, she was wearing that outfit. And not for nothing, she looked mad good. Okay? She has been pulling out them outfits left and right. Okay? Yeah, like, phenomenal.
Guys need to be more like Mac on Sunny Philadelphia. I want to be the wind beneath your wings.
Yes. Like, that's what it should be.
You will soar underneath me.
And this whole Jonah Hill thing. Like, how fucking... Just how dare you. The audacity.
Yeah.
The audacity of it all for you to try and weaponize something that you so desperately need.
And in a profession that, I mean, let's face it, it's probably nothing but dudes. How is she ever going to surf if she can't surf with dudes?
You idiot. Like, you obviously got with her because you like that she surf. This is, listen, we could go on 4 hours.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is, men, do better.
Yes.
The comments are going to be full of so much hate.
I hope so.
Oh my God, they're going to be like, wee, 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 wee. That's.
Maybe.
Anyway,
you're so modern.
We want to know your thoughts. We want to know your boundaries.
Definitely. Let us know.
But you
real also, boundaries only. Real fake ones for the comments.
Yes, please. If you want to know what we're up to, you can follow us on every single fucking social media, okay? You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Threads.
Oh my God.
YouTube. At bubblebathstories.com.
What's that other one?
We're not on that. I'm on that.
Okay.
Yeah. If you want to know where to find me, you can find me on Instagram at Nikki Trends.
You can find me at Got No Time For This. And if you have MySpace, try finding me.
And if you're looking to cop some official merchandise, head over to our website, bubblebathstories.co. And if you want to just give us a compliment, hit us up at bubblebathstories@gmail.com. Until next time.
Bye.